This afternoon on Core Values, Chris is looking at the aftermath of the Alabama Senate race.
The sigh of relief you hear on Capitol Hill is that of Republicans. Their candidate for the U.S. Senate, Roy Moore, lost to Democrat Doug Jones last night. And today, you just know Mitch McConnell is doing backflips because he and his colleagues don't have to handle the Roy Moore problem. Had Moore won, McConnell would have had to decide whether to seat him and tick off a large number of Republican women or move to expel him and face the wrath of President Trump. By the way, the last time a Democrat won a Senate seat in Alabama, the man's name was Richard Shelby. Senator Shelby is still there, but now he's a Republican. That's how freaky this Senate race was. In fact, this whole year has been pretty strange. Think about it. 2017 began with Donald Trump becoming president and immediately focusing on the size of the crowd at his inauguration. Men from Bill O'Reilly to Charlie Rose to Matt Lauer to Al Franken lose their jobs because of bad behavior. The president of North Korea threatens nuclear war with the U.S., and a Democrat wins a Senate seat in Alabama. This weird year ends in 18 days, and a calmer 2018 would be a core value.
Chris, core are part of commentary and analysis from all sides.